Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your host and life coach, Sean Schakowsky, and I am joined with co-host and life coach, Moni Visco. Hello, Moni.
Hi, how are you?
Awesome. Good to have you. And today, and welcome to all our listeners, and we are going to be discussing a topic called belonging versus fitting in. And I know, Moni, you read either was it a book or you were interested by some article. I don't know. You can probably share more. And
yes.
That kind of drew us
yes.
to this topic.
I mean, yeah. Yes. It's Brené Brown's newest book, Braving the Wilderness, which is, she talks about belonging, you know, throughout all of her books. But it just felt like something important to talk about because for adults, and for kids, because I think we all have this sense that we want to fit in somewhere, that we want to belong. And I was thinking it for my daughter who, you know, started college last year, that she wasn't finding that, like that place to belong. And even for younger kids, and, you know, one of my friends just told me recently that her eighth grader had a big party, invited people she barely even knew, and then there was drinking there, and she also participated in it because she wanted to fit in. So it's a big issue, and but there's a, you know, distinction between belonging and fitting in. So that's kind of what I thought was important to talk about.
Beautiful. And I'll be honest, I think we were talking before, I have not read the book. So I'm like a newbie life coach, and I'm like, I kind of contemplated on that. I'm like, okay, what does it mean to belong? And then what does it mean to fit in? And this is without looking at studies and reports and people's perspective. And I just kind of went inward and said, okay, what do I feel with those words? And there is definitely a different type of vibration with belonging versus fitting in. And maybe I'll share that. And then maybe we can see, you can give us more of
Yeah. And then
the
I can read you the definition. I can read you the definition that Brené, and she, put in her book called The Gift of Imperfection. But it's a theme throughout her books. But I'll read you her definition. Tell me, you know, what came to you.
Well, I think there is a human need to belong. There's just a coreness about the word that I, you know, when I was thinking, I had someone talk about her, they were giving her history, and she said, oh, I belong to a conservative family, and that's where I heard the word. And I said, there is something about belonging. It's like a knowing that you are in the presence of others that accept you for really, truly who you are. And then where I went with the fitting in, I think we always try to make adjustments to who we truly are to adapt to others because we want to belong. So
that's
kind of where is it? Okay, because I
exactly.
have studied that. That was just, yeah, tell me.
Yes,
from
no,
there,
that's
then.
Exactly. And so her definition of belonging is the innate human desire. And as you said, you pointed out, it is an innate human desire to be part of something larger than us. Because this yearning is so primal, we often try to acquire it by fitting in and by seeking approval, which are not only hollow substitutes for true belonging, but often barriers to it. Because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world. Our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. So fitting in is about assessing a situation and becoming who you need to be accepted. So it's exactly what you said. And I think that primal need, maybe, I think I've heard people talking about this, is back in the day when we were part of a tribe, and if you were kicked out of the tribe, like, you would not survive. Like, you couldn't survive in the wilderness alone. Like, you know, you would be attacked by animals or whatever, or other tribes. You know what I mean? So in order for basic survival, you had to be part of that tribe. So I think maybe that's where that primal need comes from. I mean, now we're not going to die, you know, we're not going to get attacked by an animal, but it's that same sense. And I think that's why people work so hard and they think they're looking for that belonging, but in actuality, they're just trying to fit in, which is not presenting their authentic selves.
Oh, so interesting. And I'm going to, with that being said, I can see it on different, stages like of people's human experience. Just as a coach, I want to fast forward. Maybe we can go back to, like, you know, our children, because I think that's where it all starts. But, you know, in midlife, I see this this come through my door a lot in coaching, in that people, I think that belonging sense, maybe sometimes that expression, if it's not met authentically through their life, it like starts really compounding during midlife. And, you know, I'll tell clients, because their belief systems and their way of doing things and their schooling is they are trying to please and fit in out of survival. And you just went back to that. You know, like we were in tribes and for survival, we had to fit in. But I think like some of our expression, we compromise our authenticity and our expression, that wholeness of who we are. Sometimes I see a lot surfacing, like I people call it midlife. I'm like, no. Like I think sometimes there's that expression in us. But sometimes, you know, stems back from that. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
No, it definitely does. And I think that is, I think if children, we do it more often, we change who we are. I feel like I was just talking to my friend about that, because when she was telling me about her daughter and she felt so terrible about it. And she said, because that was me too, you know, she saw that. And she said, I'm still that way in some ways, but I think with experience and with age, we kind of stop caring as much about what other people say.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I think it's just a maturity thing that, and again, not all adults, there are still adults that have this need to fit in, and we probably know some of them that you could see that they're trying so hard, like to dress whatever, to wear that, you know, to get that car or to live in that neighborhood or whatever, because they want to fit in with a certain group of people who they feel that is, you know, where they want to be, that's going to elevate their social status or whatever it is. But I think it's really more kids that do that, and they compromise who they are all the time just to be able to, so, you know, what do you do about it? I think that's kind of, you know, what are your thoughts? Like, what do you feel like is the answer to that? Like,
okay, well, I kind of went with that, and I'm just using some of my, just because it's fresh. I'm trying to look back to my childhood. But I've seen, like, where they've gone into, like, I'll do everyday life, like sports teams or clubs and things that they were trying, and they were trying to, like, mesh in, but it wasn't a true fit. Where I think where they found the places that they belong, money, to be honest, is when they were intuitive. I said, let me go with those words and let me see how I feel with it. That I think your mind wants to fit in and do the social norms. But like my children, I said, when they went to pick their high schools, I said, okay, just tell me your gut feeling when you're at these places. And believe it or not, they both went to different high schools. And I let them, I encouraged them to follow that. You know, and I wasn't guided by, like, on paper, I need the top school in Western New York so that they can, you know, I didn't do that. Or the top team, you know, hockey team because the stats and they're the best. They were actually guided to be where they needed to be. And encouraging, you know, or try to find some, you know, places that respect authenticity, you know, I don't know. These are just some things off the top of my head, or, you know, really just encourage, you know, as a parent, I always encourage, you know, you are authentic. You will find, you know, keep believing in yourself really. And, you know, understanding who you are, cause that's what you'll attract. It's tricky because there is peers and social pressure, but I think, and always knowing that they belong, you know, I always accept them. You know, failure and failure, weaknesses and strengths. At least they belong, you know, with mom. I don't know.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
Right. No, because there are in her book, she talks about that, that there's kids who feel like they don't even belong at home. Like, I'm not as smart as my parents. I'm not as athletic. You know, and we know parents that value whatever that is, either academics or you know, athletic ability. And it's like, okay, the father's like really into sports and the kid doesn't like sports, you know, and they don't feel like they even belong at home. And to me, that's the saddest thing, when you don't feel like you even belong at home. But I think, yes, trusting for that, really, it has to be self-acceptance is the biggest, way that you can be able to be authentic and not find the cool people, but like find your people. You know, that's what I say to my daughter. Like, you just have to find your people. You know, and your people aren't going to all look like you, and they're not all going to have the same interests as you are, but you just know when you're with your people.
And then you know intuitively. Like, it's something.
Yes,
you know, like,
exactly.
You go, like, there's people, friends that you click and other friends you don't click. But, you know, where I kind of went to, and I want to share it, I do think it all stems from self-love. You know, fostering that self-love with yourself, whether it's an adult or a child, just, you know, as a parent too, you know, if you can just encourage that they take care of themselves and they stand in their light, you know, whether it's something different or not different, because there's going to be a lot of voices out there. But, yeah, for sure,
yeah.
I think self-love is a huge component.
Yeah, and I think that it's hard to do because a lot of teenagers aren't there. So that's where I feel like, you know, to work on with them and with ourselves as adults, to be like, I'm okay the way that I am. And there are people who will accept me for that. And when you're kind of looking for people to accept you like that, you'll find them. But if you're looking to fit in with a certain group that you feel like you need to fill, if you're looking for other people to elevate you, you know, to make you feel good about yourself, it's not, it's going to be exactly the opposite. You'll find exactly
tricky.
The opposite. So it is tricky. It is tricky. And it's, it is kind of, you know, I feel my heart goes out to especially kids because I see it. Like my son went to a party the other day and he was like, I go, whose house is this? And he's like, I don't know. I don't know the girl. She's a sophomore and he's a senior. And he's like, you know, for some reason, my friends and I are on the list. And I'm like, for some reason, you know what I mean? Like, the reason is that the girl wanted to have this party and say, oh, I'm inviting these senior boys who she doesn't even know, you know, because she wanted to be like, she wanted to be popular. She wanted them to know. And he like left the party and still doesn't know her name, which is so sad. Right. I'm like, he's like, didn't you talk to her? Like, thank her for the party. He goes, well, she was just standing outside and she was like making sure that people were on the list. But then I didn't see her. And then it ended up like a whole bunch of boys showed up at the party who were not good kids and who were not on the list. And they went and she let them in and they went in her basement and they were like punching the walls and ruining the house. And luckily the father was home and he kicked them all out. But I thought, oh, like, you know, what was the motivation for having that party? And it was that. It was to fit in, to be cool. And it's, I don't know, it's like just accept yourself, invite the people over to your house who are going to respect you. And respect your house. And that's, you know, not the case many times.
Right.
So,
and it's tricky too, I think, especially with the young. Well, I even see it in older people, like, compromising or doing things just for the intention to try to fit in instead of the self-acceptance, right, of, you know, being who you are and expressing, you know, it's that authenticity, you know, would I really do this? Is this really what I want? And I guess intention. But believe it or not, we're out of time. But I think we scratched the surface of knowing that, if we can wrap it up, that you know, sometimes you can ask yourself too, and if we can leave this with to the listeners, is, you know, when you're doing things, is your intention to fit in, or is it really that I truly want to belong somewhere? And when you're honest with yourself, then maybe you can be guided in a healthier path that really will align so that you sense where you do truly belong. Final thoughts, and we'll call it a day.
Yeah, no, I think that's self-acceptance. And as you said, trusting your intuition. Knowing how you're feeling in a particular situation, and if it's not feeling good to you, then, you know, you're not in the right place.
Yeah. And then, the last something that I didn't share, but, you know, as parents, too, I'm guilty of it, too, is that sometimes, you know, just being a little gentler with our expectations sometimes with our loved ones so we can allow that self-expression to surface. You know, it is, I think the schooling system is designed to really to put people's focus on almost like a missile lock and a result oriented, where you miss out a little bit on the true expression. And everyone's here for a purpose and everyone has their own authenticity and gifts to share, you know, and I think that's the beauty of living and beauty of belonging is when you can align that. So we'll leave it with that. Thank you all for listening. If you'd like to reach out to Money and I, we can be reached at 716-560-6552, or you can reach us through our website, which is wnylifecoaching.com. Thank you, Money.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And thank you to our listeners.
Bye.
Bye-bye.